Pentagon officials said today that the U.S. is in no rush to march on Baghdad, and the troops gathered in Iraq are prepared to be patient. The comments came amid criticism that unexpected Iraqi resistance has slowed down the U.S.-led advance. There are also accusations that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld clashed with the Pentagon's war planners over how many troops would be needed in Iraq. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. Jennifer, there are charges that the commander of the war, General Tommy Franks, wanted more troops sent to Iraq, but that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld refused to approve them. Who's saying this, and what's been the Pentagon's response?
Well, the accusation's been out there for a few days. Specifically, though, today there's a report in the Washington Post, and tomorrow an article in the New Yorker magazine will come out that say that Rumsfeld clashed with the commander of the war, General Tommy Franks. Today, both men denied this flat out. But speaking on some of the Sunday talk shows, Fox News and ABC News, Secretary Rumsfeld did essentially acknowledge they had a whole hope to have a fast, quick war with the surrender of key Iraqi officials. It didn't work out. He said that was a contingency planned for, but that all along there was also the plan for a possible long-term campaign. The heart of the debate and the accusations are that going in with lighter, leaner troops is stretching out supply lines. There's a 200 miles of supply lines from Kuwait up to the northernmost part where troops are, and troops are being sniped at all along this. Some have had depleted supplies, we're told by reporters, with them down to one meal a day in some places. And devoting more and more troops now to fending off these sniping attacks obviously means you have less force to go fight what's ahead of you, which is the Republican Guard ringing the city of Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. And we hear that some U.S. military officers in Iraq are now saying the campaign could extend into the summer.
Yes, according to reporters traveling with them, Secretary Rumsfeld today said he could not say how long the campaign would go on. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, as you said, Richard Myers, said we have the power to be patient. In this past few days, they have been on the defensive, essentially denying remarks made before the campaign began by some administration officials and close advisors that predicted a very fast war. But again, Secretary Rumsfeld said all along the plan was for possibly a protracted battle. And so he refuses there's been a change.
Mm-hmm. So where does the military campaign stand now here on the 11th day?
We're told that airstrikes are continuing around the clock and basically across the country. A lot of them have concentrated in and around Baghdad. General Richard Myers says some of the Republican Guard positions there have been degraded by about half. Meanwhile, some ground forces are moving closer to the city in the north, the south, and the west, some as close as 49 miles away. Other reporters traveling with troops say that some troops, though, are sitting tight, replenishing supplies and continuing to resist some of these harassment attacks by Iraqi paramilitaries.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, there was some welcome news for U.S. and British troops in the southern port city of Umm Qasr. Tell us about that.
Well, General Tommy Franks briefing reporters in Doha said that two Iraqi brothers had surrendered to Allied forces today. They'd been trained in Baghdad, he said, to become suicide bombers and sent down to Umm Qasr, but changed their minds and surrendered. There also were some paintings of Saddam Hussein defaced with red X's and slogans, "Down with Saddam." Now, CNN reported that British soldiers gave local residents the paint and the brushes, but nonetheless, it could be a small turning point in favor of the Allied forces.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thanks very much.
Thank you.